مرجع آموزش زبان ایرانیان تقدیم می کند irlanguage.com.
Hello everybody, how are you doing? Welcome to this first lesson. In this lesson we are going to speak about 10 ways to encourage someone. There are lots of phrases we can use to encourage people based on different situations they have. And many students have difficulties understanding the difference between these phrases. The correct encouragement sometimes has a really positive effect on somebody's life. Now let's get started and understand these essential phrases. Are you ready? Let's get started. The first phrase we are going to learn to encourage people is "keep up the good work," a very common phrase used in different movies and daily English conversations. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Say this when the person is doing well and you want them to continue. Keep up in this case means continue. Keep up the good work. A very nice phrase. Number two, that was a nice try, or that was a good effort. When do we use this phrase? Actually, we use these phrases after the person didn't succeed and you want to help them feel better. So in this case, we say, that was a nice try. That was a good effort. Number three is, that's a real improvement. That's a real improvement. Use this phrase to say that the person is making good progress. So if the person is making great progress, we can tell him or tell her that's a real improvement. Especially we can say this to some children or kids that are making great progress. That's a great encouragement. Number four is, you are on the right track. You are on the right track. I myself personally use this phrase many times in my speech. So, use this phrase when a person is close to answer, close to success, but hasn't reached it yet. On the right track means that they are going in the correct direction. On the right track. A very useful, a very essential phrase. And try to understand it, guys. Number five is, you've almost got it. You've almost got it. You have almost got it. Use this phrase when a person is coming very close to succeeding. For example, come on, man. Run, run. You've almost got it. You've almost got it. And number six is, what you have got to lose. What you have got to lose. This is a very encouraging question. So this question is used to emphasize that the fact that if the person doesn't succeed, there won't be any negative consequences. So they should make an effort. A very motivational question. And number seven is, don't give up, hang in there. Don't give up, hang in there. When someone is currently having difficulties, we can use these phrases in these kinds of cases. So, the phrasal verb give up means to stop trying, so you can say don't give up to encourage a person to continue trying and not to stop. Don't give up. No matter how many problems you have, don't give up. Hang in there. And the next phrase is, come on, you can do it. You can do it. Use this phrase to emphasize the person's ability to succeed. You can say this to a person who has low self-esteem. or has difficulty believing they can succeed. Come on, you can do it! Yes, you can do it. Like, you can do it, you can learn English. This is a very easy language, you just need to try hard. Number 9 is give it your best shot. A very useful, common idiom and phrase used a lot in different movies. Give it your best shot. This is my favorite one. Your best shot means your best try. So this phrase is used to encourage someone to do their best. Give it your best shot. Do your best. And the last useful phrase is nice job. You did great. Nice job. This phrase, nice job, means that the other person did something good. It is not related to their employment or profession. You can also add, I'm impressed. You can also say, I'm impressed if the person's success surprised you in a good way. For example, my brother speaks English very well, okay? And I tell him that, oh, I'm impressed. These are great, perfect, essential phrases we can use to encourage people in different situations. Now let's use some of them in real situation and let's understand them in real situations. Here there is a conversation between Jack and Ted, two great friends. Jack says, I guess I need to leave college and get a better job. But Ted is trying to encourage him. He says, come on, boy, don't give up. Hang in there. You just need to study a bit more, and then you can work at the same time. So Ted is encouraging him. He's telling him, don't give up. It means continue trying. Here there is a conversation between the boss and employer. The boss says, that was a really good report. Keep up the good work. And the employer says, oh, thanks. Glad to hear that. Keep up the good work. Continue doing the same thing that is going to bring lots of great results. Keep up the good work. And here there is a conversation between boss and Sarah. The boss says, I'm impressed, Sarah. That was a real improvement. And Sarah says, thank you, dear. You always help me not to give up. Yes, I'm impressed, which means that I'm surprised by your success. That was a real improvement. Okay, perfect. Now in the next part, we are going to improve our pronunciation and I'm going to give you a test and you must answer some questions. Answering these questions will help you to check your understanding. Good luck. Hello guys, now it's time to practice your pronunciation and check your understanding. This is a great part for those students who are looking for a way to pronounce the words and sentences correctly. Keep in mind that repetition is one of the best ways to improve your pronunciation. So, I'm going to repeat these sentences. I want you to repeat after me. The first time slow, the second time faster. Are you ready? Let's start. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. That was a nice try. That was a nice try. That's a real improvement. That's a real improvement. You're on the right track. You're on the right track. You've almost got it. You've almost got it. You're doing great. You're doing great. Don't give up. don't give up, or hang in there. You can do it. You can do it. Give it your best shot. Give it your best shot. Nice job. You did great. Nice job. You did great. Perfect. That's nice. Repeating these sentences over and over will help you to have a better accent and pronounce the words and sentences in the very correct way. Now let's go to the next part and check your understanding. Okay, what would you say if you want to encourage your friend to do something in a way that will bring good results? What is that phrase that you learned in the previous lesson? Can you remember? That's, you are on the right track. You are on the right track. Did you answer correctly? Good job. Perfect. Okay. When someone is currently having difficulties and then you want to encourage this person, what would you tell him or her? What kind of phrase do you use in this situation? We say, don't give up, hang in there. So we use these phrases actually when somebody is having difficulties and we want to encourage this person not to actually stop trying. Don't give up, hang in there. And the next part is actually, what would you say after the person has done something good? How do you usually encourage him or her? For example, when you answer this question, how can I encourage you? We usually say, nice job, or you did great. Perfect. That's nice. You can also download the PDF and practice these sentences and phrases with your friends. And please, if you have any questions, you can ask me. I will immediately answer you back. Good luck. And now let's move to the next lesson and speak about 10 great ways to talk about price.